Thank you, Blessing Zulu and Jonga Kandemiri, and good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Tuesday, April 9th, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. I'm Dimyake Mwakalielie.
And this is Sandra Nyaira.
Studio 7 is going out to Zimbabwe on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com. You can also send us text messages at 001-202-465-0318.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The government moves to rationalize the structures and salaries at the troubled Premier Medical Aid Society in line with the cabinet decision to ensure parastatal bosses earn not more than $6,000 monthly.
What is there is that this team is there, it's looking into the processes, and we've advised that there should be an audit, whether it's a remuneration audit or a forensic audit, but an audit that should be able to say, you earned so much, how did you earn it? Who gave you permission?
The MDC formation led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai expected to name a disciplinary committee to hear suspended Deputy Treasurer Elton Mangoma's case. He's charged with bringing the party's name into disrepute.
We will subject him to the law. We are very, very clear about that. But it's his right to go to court, and we will be filing our papers shortly.
And preparations for the 55th edition of the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair are in top gear, with most exhibition space already taken.
Health and Child Welfare Minister David Parire Nyetwa says the government has started rationalizing structures and salaries at the troubled Premier Medical Aid Society. A remuneration and forensic audit has been launched by a 6-member team put in place to replace the board, which dissolved itself following a salary scandal involving board members and the company's top management. Irvin Chifera has more from Harare.
Briefing Parliament's Health Committee on measures the government is taking to clean up the medical insurance company, Parire Nyetwa said the team led by the Principal Director for Preventive Services in his ministry, Gibson Mhlanga, has begun its work and will present its findings to the annual general meeting, where a new board will be appointed.
What is there is that this team is there, it's looking into the processes, and we've advised that there should be an audit, whether it's a remuneration audit or a forensic audit, but an audit that should be able to say, you earned so much, how did you earn it? Who gave you permission? That sort of, we don't want it to be done here, say why. People are saying it was there, the two people agreed in the board. We want it to be properly followed and with speed. So we're giving them timelines that, look, by such and such a date, we want this done, we want a schedule so that we don't have rumors circulating. We want a proper audit that will then reveal what was happening.
He said all those found guilty of abusing the system and awarding themselves heft packages at the expense of service delivery will be prosecuted. The minister said the government is also in the process of setting up a regulatory authority for all medical aid society in the country.
And I think that if people are found that they've committed criminal acts, they should face the wrath of the law. And I think that's how it should go. If you mean recovery, if the audit says, You earned much more. You should be earning this, and there's recovery needed if there are those. Let it be done, because these are not monies for Honourable Chivamba or Honourable Parenya. These are members' monies.
Although he could not provide the new PISMA salary schedule, Parenyatwa said the salaries had been drastically reduced. The minister's statements may pacify some PISMA's members who were miffed by reports that former chief executive Cuthbert Dube was earning millions annually at their expense. While commending government efforts in sorting out the mess at PISMA's, Coalition Against Corruption Director Terim Tranga said the process is painfully slow.
We anticipated that the government was actually going to work with speed in actually bringing the mess into swift action. In other words, we thought that there was going to be a commission that was going to investigate speedily what had happened in PISMA's.
Cuthbert Dube was fired after it emerged that he was earning $500,000 monthly salaries and other perks, while the company failed to pay service providers and other suppliers. The board that was led by Meisena Masasu dissolved itself in shame after it emerged they were also pocketing huge sums of money in board fees. Asked whether the six-member team would enforce the $6,000 salary scale for chief executive officers of parastatals and state enterprises, Parenyatwa said, though PISMAS is not a parastatal, it would be ideal for it to follow cabinet guidelines. He said it is unacceptable for PISMAS managers to earn millions, with members, on the other hand, failing to access services as a result of its failure to pay service providers. PISMAS acting chief executive officer Farai Muchena told the same committee a few weeks ago that since he took over from Dube, the health insurance company has been paying service providers and other suppliers $8 million monthly. He added, PISMAS hopes to have cleared its 38 million debt in the next few months. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.